Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell here with you for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glad you can join us. I just told Lance, yeah, because he went to see, it looked cool. They had a lot of lights. He went to see Electric Light Orchestra last night. Where was it?
We were some of the youngest in the building.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, yellow.
Oh, there was actually the girl next to us. You know, sometimes you see situations and you go, I wish I could just ask.
Did you get into the situation?
No. Huh. Well, right next to me was a situation that I would have liked to have, like, sat down and just, you know, if you wouldn't offend people, I would have just liked to say,
what
hey,
was
tell
the
me
situation?
What this, well, okay. So it's this young, as I like to say, African-American girl.
Well, okay.
Cute.
Well, she probably would prefer you said black girl, but okay.
Right, right. But, you know, I'm not sure. I think it's respectful to say African-American.
Well, she's just a young girl.
She's just a girl.
Yeah.
But it was this. There's a lot of layers here. Because you don't usually see this.
At an ELO young, concert.
Well, at an ELO concert, right, first right, of all. Right. Electro, although, well, anyway, you, if you don't, if you know who ELO is, it's
an older band.
Yeah.
Really good.
But really good. This really guy, good. Yeah. So anyway, a lot of hits that you would know. So she was there, probably 20, maybe 28.
All right, get to the story. The what happened?
She's got her little cute T-shirt tucked into her jeans, and she knows all the songs.
Uh-huh.
All the songs, right?
My daughter would, too.
My daughter went to an Air Supply concert with my wife a month ago in Austin. Next to her, the guy who was putting his arms around her, and they seemed to be, you know, probably 61-ish, 62-ish white guy. Yeah. Now, she kept looking into the stands and – and because there were floor tickets, we were sitting on the floor. Solis got us the tickets, and she had some friends who were there also. But she was clearly with. At first, I was thinking, I wonder what this is. You know, sometimes you see stuff and you go, I wonder what this is. I would like to be able to ask this question. Like, I've got some questions for you. So, what's this? How did this happen? You know, when did you get into ELO?
He's like pointing his finger and stirring.
Well, I was, no, like circling her and him.
Yeah, right.
Like when did you guys happen? Tell me about when this happened.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you see
maybe
that
they're just in love.
With you young. No, right. I mean, possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly. I never saw her kiss him.
Okay.
I think she was thankful for the floor seats.
Yeah, well, maybe she. Okay, you can put your arm
but
around
me.
You
ever had that situation?
You gave me floor seats, you can put your arm around me.
You ever had that situation where you see two people together and you go,
that don't match? Yeah.
Yeah, and you say, I wonder how this happened.
Yeah.
And it's not offensive. Oh. It's usually young and old.
Well, I saw it. As a matter of fact, we were at a gala before I came back from L.A. We were at a gala, and there was a stunning, stunning young Asian woman. And escorting her was what looked like Gandalf. And I didn't have to ask the question. I knew what the answer was.
What was the answer?
The answer was he paid her to be there.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't have to go up, hey, how much was she? I didn't have to do that.
How much was she?
Yeah.
Is what he just said.
No? At what price?
How much
did
for
she
the
come?
Little girls? How much for the wife? from Blues Brothers.
Yeah. So, I didn't have to ask. I didn't, you know what? I knew what that was.
Yeah. Well, you assume that's what that was. You'd like confirmation.
Yeah. Well, no.
It's not going to be.
I didn't need confirmation.
It's not going to be love.
I just used my head.
Yeah, but was it a transaction, or is she with him? There was a man I met, the great Tom Vaughn, who I first met. I went to Texas, Oklahoma, the first year you and I were doing radio. We hadn't even been on the air for a year. And Tom Vaughn reached out to me, and I was still doing my handicapping business, Pigskin Sports, on top of doing the radio show. And he reached out and goes, I want to. He was a local lawyer and big Sooner fan. And he had been an NFL agent for years, but it was when it wasn't lucrative. He had been Greg Pruitt's agent and all this. And it's actually how I met Alonzo Highsmith, was through Tom Vaughn. He had all these different eclectic people together. And he said, Lance, come meet me at Rio Ranch. I'll give you your $800 for the year of picks. And so that's how much I was charging for a year of picks, was $800. Nice. Yeah. And I said, okay. And so I got, and I didn't know who this guy was, but he heard me on the radio. And I guess he had been following me with Pigskin Sports a little bit when I did Kenny and Rich's show. Anyway, I get there, and it's him, and he's drinking a glass. He's got a glass of Chardonnay. He had just come through chemotherapy treatment literally that day.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got an Asian girl with him who's in her 20s. Tom was probably, I mean, he was looked rough.
He did look rough,
but he might, you know, honestly, he might have been in his late 50s, and he looked probably about 68, 69, 70. And so he had this girl with him that was, you know, that lived with him. And she was in her 20s. And so that was a situation.
Yeah.
And I never asked about that situation specifically, but you know, and she was, and Ying was everywhere. She was everywhere. She was really nice. They got along. I never saw them affectionate per se.
No, she benefited economically from that situation.
Yeah, she had been selling shoes or something like that. And she was, you know, and Tom was, I think, just trying to enjoy. He was fighting cancer, and I got to meet him, and he was great. And it opened this whole little door of people I met, but that was a little. And there was a couple of moments, including one plane flight, where he goes, he had a jet, and he goes, Lance, we're going to gamble in Mississippi. You coming? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have any money back then, but I'm like, yeah, I'm coming. And that's when I got on the jet, and it was me and Alonzo. And then flying back, we flew back, and then we got into he had a driver. We got into a car, and he's driving me back to my car that was at his house, and he just said some things that made me think that maybe he just, that, you know, I'm in my 20s at this point, and he's like, yeah, you and Ying would make a good couple together. And I'm like, what? Well, and it wasn't until I was older I realized, I think that
he was trying to.
He was, you know, and I was married at the time to somebody
maybe
else.
There was, maybe,
I think he was
maybe
trying
he wanted to watch.
I think there was a situation developing.
Yeah, right.
On top of that situation.
In other words, ELO was pretty good.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, in other words. Okay.
In other words. ELO was pretty good. He saw the concert last night.
But that's what I was saying. Your situation you just mentioned could have been a similar, like, maybe just, hey, I don't mind. I know she's not loving me, but even if she's
I'm sure
companionship and everything.
I'm certain he wasn't the only one that she had affections for.
Well, no. That's fine.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think if you have enough money and you get to that stage of your life, you're like, yeah, I just want you to be my arm candy.
Yeah, right, maybe. Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
And I'll get a young, broke, gambling friend to do the things I can't do with her if he agrees.
Yeah, he never asked that, but as I got older, I realized, I think that's where this was going. Because I didn't pick up on the hints back then.
Right.
So, you know, that could have...
So what you
that could have been an interesting story in my life had I picked up on those.
Which you would have never told, but at least not on a radio show.
No, so eventually.
What we found out is Lance went to a concert and noticed a rich guy had a young girl in his arm.
That's right.
Couldn't stop looking at that the whole time. Well, I wonder how this is. What is this?
Solely got those seats, so you must have had really good seats because you were by the rich guy that bought the girl.
I didn't say a rich guy bought a girl.
Well,
I don't know what that situation was.
Seems like it. Seems like it might have been that way.
Maybe. I don't know what that was. But no, the concert was... As you were asking, yes, the concert was good. The sounds were good. The light show's incredible. Mm-hmm. But That dude is old, and he can still bring it. I had watched Dodgers Mets, and we're not going to be able to avoid this.
No,
it's going to be Dodgers Yankees. I mean, somebody evil is going to win out at some point in this offseason.
Yeah. That, it's a shame.
It really is a shame. I mean, America loses.
The Mets can still step up. 8-0 doesn't matter because that's just one game. But
do they have enough?
We've seen that happen before.
Do the Mets have enough? I feel like we're on a crash course for evil.
Yeah. Severino just wasn't. I mean, I don't know. It was,
that guy sucks since the Astros. Remember when he was hurt in 19 and then he came back and, well, Severino's back. The Astros are in trouble. No, they weren't.
No,
they weren't. That guy has just not been he's just not been what everyone expected.
No. And we're going to have to live. I ain't going to watch a minute of it. If it's Yankees Dodgers, I'm not watching a minute.
Yeah, you are. You've watched some terrible games
so far.
Well, the playoffs haven't been bad. You've watched everybody. Yeah. You've watched everyone. Yeah. You'll watch Dodgers. You'll have to. You're
but
in L.A.
I'm going to puke. I know whoever wins,
I love L.A.
I'm going to be rooting for the Yankees in that one. I'm rooting for the Yankees. I hate the Dodgers. Hate the Dodgers.
I might.
I mean, I can't. I don't know how could you.
You know, because
even
the Dodgers
it's the Yankees.
The Dodgers think this is the gall of the Dodgers to think we stole a series from them when we're wrecking them. The game, the final game was in L.A. The game two was in L.A.
In L.A.
with the home run. Like, how the gall that they think we had that stolen from us. What?
You lost
what are y'all
two
talking
home games.
About?
You couldn't lost two
hit,
of the four
you couldn't
games.
Hit Charlie Morton, and you couldn't get out Marwin Gonzalez at your place. Yeah. How is that cheating?
You're stupid.
The unmitigated gall.
Gall.
You know, at least the Yankees can point to the fact that Jose Altuve was wearing a buzzer against them.
Oh, hey, we got beat the warehouse guy today. Okay, we got it today because I'm off tomorrow, and actually the warehouse guy and I are going to be playing in a golf tournament tomorrow, so we're not going to be able to do it tomorrow. So we got beat the warehouse live guy today at 9:30. If you can play at 9:30, and you got 2 hours and 20 minutes to get your picks ready, I mean, there's a lot of you that really don't do anything, right? Right? You don't do anything.
Yeah, this is a good chance for you to finally get your little shot.
Yeah. So if you're listening right now, what? You beat it. What's the matter? What's the matter with it? What are you talking about?
Oh. Not pointing at you.
It's just personal.
Oh, he's doing something personal?
Yeah. Dell and I asked him a question.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's go. 713-780-3776. The fifth caller is going to play Beat the Warehouse Live guy. At 9:30 today, but you have to be able to do it today. Call right now, and the fifth caller, 713-780-3776, is going to play Beat the Warehouse Live guy. You got to pick five games against him. If you beat him, you got to win more games than he does. If you beat him in NFL picks, you can pick the side or you can pick the under-over. If you beat him, you're going to get a limo ride and four tickets to a game, a local game. So the fifth caller right now is going to play Beat the Warehouse Live guy. How about the 7 o'clock listeners getting something? They really didn't get much out of that segment?
No, I don't think they got anything. The fact that there's still people trying to call in means people stuck through it and are listening. So I credit them for their fortitude.
So they should be rewarded.
I should be rewarded. I mean, the salary.
Do you want to play Beat the Warehouse Live?
No, I want the listeners to play, but I should get something extra. I mean, the salary almost isn't enough for what that segment was.
That was one of the worst starts.
Look, 25 years. Look, I started a segment a couple of days ago, mostly because Sean distracted me with some guy getting a tattoo, which is fine, whatever. It only took 4 minutes, though.
Yeah.
This was.
Well, because he went to Tom Vaughn.
Yeah,
and,
some guy.
And
if he would have just told a story about some hot woman being on the arm of some old guy, fine. It's fine.
But that's why I got back to the ELO concert was good.
Yeah, I mean, welcome to life.
We went back 30 years of his life.
To people no one knows, just illustrate that hot women hang out with older guys who they have no interest in. Thank you, because those guys have money.
Yeah.
Welcome to the world.
All right, 713 ESPN 97. We got a winner. I think we got a winner.
Yeah, we do.
All right. 713-780-3776. And if you want to get in now, let's go. I mean, I don't know why you would want to get into this show, but I mean, maybe you have a story from 30 years ago that no one knows the players.
I was six, sure. I'll tell that story about almost getting lost in a mall. I'm sure that'll comfort people. We will do better, I think. I think.
I'm not guaranteeing. Because
he's still involved, so I'm not sure.
I'm not guaranteeing that.
I said I think. That's not a guarantee.
No. I do know this. I know who's going to do better for you is Houston Powder Coaters. And Robin and her people are just awesome. They're just the best. And it is something that you really need to do. I've talked about this, that, you know, when I was there, Westside Tennis Club had, I don't know, 200 chairs and tables out there. They had just bought, but they sent them before they even put them out at Westside Tennis Club. They sent them to Houston Powder Coaters to have them powder coated to make sure that they last. Okay, so not only stuff that's rusting out and old, but you can bring new stuff there and make sure that it lasts. I'm not going to say forever, but I'm going to say a long, long time, okay? Because Houston Powder Coaters does an unbelievable job. Yes, it's going to cost you more than what you bought them for, but you know what? How about the lasting power of it, okay? It's not just, and oh, by the way, metal that you buy today is not nearly as good as the metal that you bought before. So if you've got older furniture in your backyard, that metal is better than the metal that you'll buy today. So you are going to actually have a much better product after it's powder coated than if you bought something new. So look at your stuff, send a picture to Robin, and find out whether or not she can powder coat it or you need to buy new stuff. And that's what she does. HoustonPowderCoaters.com, the best. Free pickup and delivery no matter where you are. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is interesting. This is a post by Houston Stressens. He puts out a lot of text and commenter. He puts out a lot of good information. The Texans have generated a league-high 43.1% pressure rate this season, allowing opposing quarterbacks to generate a league-low 67.9 passing EPA when doing so. That's really good. Okay, so they're best at the pressure, and the quarterbacks are at their worst with pressure by the Texans. The Texans have been led by Danielle Hunter, 32 pressures, and Will Anderson, 28, who ranked second and seventh in pressures generated this season, respectively. They're the only team that has at least two players with 25 pressures. Jordan Love has completed 18 of his 45 passes for 250 yards, two touchdowns, three interceptions when facing pressure this season, recording a completion percentage over expected of minus 12.2% on such pass attempts, lowest in the NFL. So he's 18 of 45. He's got two touchdowns but three interceptions against pressure. The first thing about this that surprises me is that Danielle Hunter has 32 pressures.
Yeah, I'm going to actually go look at all. I'm going to go look at all the pressures because one thing I've noticed from these are all generated through Pro Football Focus. It's a subjective.
Yeah.
Do
you think the NFL has the same?
No. Well, I'm just telling you. I'll look at pressures. Like when I look up players, and I'll be like, "This isn't. No one was hurried in this play." So sometimes when you look, it's a pressure is not. Now, one of the things that the NFL does through Next Gen, unless these come from Next Gen, because you've got wearable chips, they can tell how far you are away. Once you get inside a certain distance of the quarterback, they consider it a pressure. Which also, to me, you have to kind of watch it. No, I mean, I don't know if Next Gen can. You can get close, but not really be pressuring the quarterback. But that's how Next Gen does it, and I think that's a potentially better metric than somebody just saying, "Oh, that's a pressure." Because what one guy thinks is a pressure, another guy would say, the quarterback that's never even bothered by this, just because you're at the top of the rush and you're near the quarterback, that's you're not even really factoring there. So that's why sometimes I wonder on some of that stuff. It doesn't feel like Hunter has. I mean, it definitely doesn't feel like Hunter has that high a rate.
No, it doesn't. I have not seen him. It may be what you could declare pressure. I have not seen him affecting play like that though. I don't know. I may, maybe it's with my human eyes, I have not seen Danielle Hunter making a huge difference as far as the quarterback play goes. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the next gen stats are, and maybe he's just getting it out in a hurry.
During the break, we'll watch them all. That's the pressure.
Yeah, but
did you think he pressured the pocket here?
No,
it's him on this side.
Yeah, I know.
He got run.
The quarterback did get rid of the ball. He did have to get rid of the ball, and it was an incomplete pass.
He did,
because
but the route
Danielle was bearing down on him. I guess that's a pressure.
That's what I'm saying. Not all pressures are built the same.
Yeah, right.
You have to. And granted, John and I are watching something together, but now that's a pressure. He got there. It took a little bit, but they held the ball, and it got there. So with Caleb Williams, Caleb Williams took a lot of pressures from the Texans.
Well, yeah, that game was all pressures. That's a pressure. Absolutely.
That is.
Absolutely.
And it's created through a twist.
Right.
He didn't beat his man. He just twisted.
Yeah. Now, the Bears game, the Texans looked like the greatest rushing. They looked like the 85 Bears.
Yeah, the Bears were very worried after that game.
Yeah.
And they've gotten better.
Yes. So I can see that. I just haven't seen him having that kind of – I didn't see him in Minnesota having that kind of an effect.
No, nobody had a good game there, though.
No. I don't remember this last game. I know Will Anderson was back there a bunch. I don't remember making that big a difference.
A lot of pressures against the Bears. I'm watching this. It's like
they probably had
Darnell Wright
90 that day, and it makes the average a lot better. Buffalo, there were a lot of pressures on Josh Allen.
Buffalo,
there were a lot of pressures, and New England.
Hey, but you know. The stats he provided are legitimate stats. I mean, EPA is expected points
added.
So basically, if you're a negative, it means you're worse than the plays you're making are worse than expected.
Right,
and that's measured against the league average of results. And so, the Texans here are. This is going to be an interesting. What's the number right now? Like three still?
Three.
So if we were talking about things that you and I don't care for in this matchup is the secondary versus the wide receivers.
Yeah, Kamari Lassiter is going to be out a few more games.
I don't think the wide receivers are great over there. I just think it's a deep pool of different types of wide receivers.
I kind of like Christian Watson this week with his speed against
vertical.
I do.
Depending on who's facing.
I do. Let's get Gary in here. You want to talk about the next three games. Hey, Gary.
Hey, I think between Kansas City and the Texans, their next three games, these next three games for both opponents are going to be crucial, and there's going to be some separation in these next three games.
Yeah.
You can look at the schedule of each team. It matters not the strength, but these next three, because we're getting to that halfway mark. And I think that'll be a big push if the Texans could come out of here 3-0 or whatever, if so. So, but anyway, I also said that the transition into the word random observation. I usually call in once a month or so. And like clockwork, John or Lance, not you this time, John. Great job by you, by the way. But also, we would introduce a hint of observation about race or whatever. And, John, I like when you said after Lance said, when he went to that concert, John specifically said, hey, well, it didn't have to be color, black or African-American. It could have been just a young girl.
Right.
So I just say, like clockwork, it comes through. And I have a random observation in softball right now. My observation is I haven't seen one African-American or black girl their walk-up song to be something, you know, like Randy
you're tied with softball?
Well, I'm observation. Like, you made a random observation about the concert.
Well, no, I was just...
Right.
You go to softball games?
In the softball world, as opposed to both races, the white or the African-American or black girl, the walk-up songs are typically... That of the black persuasion
across the board for all kids.
So just a random observation, and I'm like, but you guys usually open that door once a month, or maybe more frequently. But I don't turn it on in the station but once a month. And when I see it, I'm like, oh, okay, that is that was a great, but that was a great pickup by John saying that.
Thank you.
Oh, we could have just said young girl. Good job, John. Yeah.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you.
Shout out, John.
Lance? Lance, do you want to?
Why can't she just be a girl?
Yeah, why does she have to have?
Well, no, we, but maybe, and maybe we shouldn't even call her a girl.
Maybe we don't know how she identifies.
Maybe
a woman. She's a grown woman.
Well, or maybe she. I don't know how she identifies.
Why don't you just say
you're right?
One human is with another human, and but don't mention age.
How about adults? Just two adults.
There was an adult.
There we go.
A younger adult.
Two adults.
An adult that's younger than the other adult.
Why have any identifier? Just say two adults, like Dell said.
Well, then you had absolutely no story because it was the difference in age
that made you observe.
Right.
I'm uncomfortable with mentioning differences. I would just say two adults that didn't seem like typically two adults that would be at an ELO concert.
No, you can't say that because clearly you weren't uncomfortable with anything because you brought it up.
That girl really stood out from a demographic standpoint at ELO, Electric Light Orchestra.
Yeah.
Which is not like a. It's not a
she
rock.
Was young?
It's not a some what? Kind of hard rock.
Demographics? Head. You mean because she was younger than everybody?
Well, yes.
Okay. Number one, most 20 somethings, I mean, there was a few there, but most of them don't listen to ELO.
No. No, my kids like older rock too. They would know. Yeah. Monty went to Air Supply.
Well, it depends on
which really offended Art.
How influential. Free Monty. Yeah. It depends on how influential your parents
Free
are on your musical
Monty.
Chain.
Free Monty.
Your musical taste. Oh, don't worry. She's first and foremost. She's Taylor Swift and Sabrina Carpenter.
She's
I'm surprised a little bit about that fact.
Softball
thing. I would have thought that there's some Taylor Swift songs coming in. Well, right?
I don't know who and where Gary's making these observations. Speaking of,
well, he's at games. Obviously,
I'm not.
Yeah,
I don't
I'm
know
not at games,
how many games he's watching and who's
everyone
watching.
Everyone walks up to like hip hop music. It doesn't matter who you are.
Sticking with music, Maddie's probably too young, but the generation ahead of her had a tragedy happen yesterday.
Oh, somebody from One Direction.
My daughter
died.
Called me.
Yeah, Liam Payne.
My daughter,
One Direction dead.
Okay. So Frankie was so obsessed with One Direction. She loved Niall. I mean, and she was going to marry Niall.
Of course.
Well, she was 13 or so, or in that neighborhood, 12, 13.
Yeah.
She was irate with us because we wouldn't move to England.
Wow.
No. Well, she was in the back car. I can't tell you how pissed she was because we wouldn't move to England to be closer to One Direction. Why can't we?
In real
and
life?
And JT was like, yeah, no. JT was like, Frankie, what are you talking about? We're not moving to England. Yes, why? Why can't we? Well, because we don't have any jobs
and
there.
There's no guarantee that man would ever meet you.
And yes.
He's a grown man, by the way.
No, well, I'm telling you, Frankie was obsessed. She was so sad yesterday. She called me. She said, Dad, Liam died. And I was like,
Who?
Nielsen?
Liam Neeson?
And
was this a particular set of skills?
And she was like, no, One Direction. I was like, oh, you know what? And I felt bad for her.
Yeah.
She was honestly, I mean.
Well, was that the one she was going to marry?
No, Niall.
Oh, okay.
No. And she was honestly, I mean, saddened. I said, well, go play some of their songs. Play some of the songs in tribute to them. And she goes, it's going to make me so sad. But he was 31 years old and he fell off a balcony.
Yeah, he was. I don't know what is real and what isn't, but the reporting is that he was partying. You can take that for what that means.
I mean,
he fell
honestly,
out of
I didn't want to say
room.
It out loud, but falling off a balcony on a hotel had partying written on it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Or Suge Knight.
Well, Suge wasn't in the building.
No.
Well, yeah, 31 years old.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's so sad.
Suge is the one who held Eminem
Somebody
over
said
the
he'd been depressed because he'd gotten some crap last
there
week.
There were some accusations.
Yeah, last week.
Yes.
And that they were wondering whether or not it was suicidal. But, yeah, so that's such a shame.
That happened for my generation. It was obviously Nirvana. It was obviously Kurt Cobain killing himself. And that was
wild.
That was pretty. Yep. That was pretty shocking, although in some ways, I guess, in hindsight, not crazy shocking, but it's still shocking. I don't know if you had anybody that you liked it.
The Doors.
Oh, Morrison.
Jim Morrison.
Oh, yeah, he was young.
Yeah, he was really
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was crazy. Wow, that's nuts. We got a break. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, Doc Linville is what I'm talking about now. I feel great about Doc Linville. I love what he's done for me. You're going to love what he does for you. It's especially, you're young, okay? We're just talking about being young, all those things. And you don't want to be have your hair loss. And this happens, guys. Listen, look at your mom's dad and look at his hair, because that's what you're going to get, okay? And if he is bald, and or he has really thin hair or bald spot or whatever, guess what's happening to you? Well, Doc Linville can help you prevent it. It's better to catch it early. It's much easier. Work on it now. Don't wait. Get it done before it's too late, because once it's completely bald, man, dude, you wasted too much time. So here's the deal. If you're starting to recede, if you're getting a bald spot, this is the time to go to 975hair.com and start the process. And Doc will tell you, maybe it's just a PRP, or maybe it's the wonderful Neo Grafting. Whatever it is, he's awesome. 975hair.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Just proving once again, I just don't see color. Proving once again, I just don't see color.
I think I'm going to make the rest of the show about playing songs that girls in softball don't walk up to.
That's real. Well, you just hit one.
I know. That's why I played
Van Halen.
It. Yeah. According to Gary.
No. Ain't no girls walking up to Van Halen.
So I think that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Ton, are you not seeing color and Gary making a random
Monty
observation?
Could walk up to a Van Halen. She'll listen to it when her mom does, but she doesn't say, "Hey, Alexa, play Van Halen." That's never, that I've is, never okay. heard that in the house.
So we changed.
She would never get a hit either.
I think the show may have changed the world yesterday. The new interpretation now, after the 2-minute warning timeout in either half, if the defense commits a substitution foul, 12 men or more on the field.
After 2 minutes, with two minutes to go. That. Yeah.
And participate in a down. Officials will penalize the defense for the foul, and at the option of the offended team, reset the game clock back to the time displayed at the snap. The game clock will then restart on the next snap. If the 12th defender was attempting to exit but was still on the field at the snap and had no influence on the play, then the normal substitution penalty would be enforced with no clock adjustment. It's a good call. It's a good call. I mean, it's exactly what you had to do.
Yeah,
because you can't have Dan Lanning pulled.
Yeah, he pulled it. He got away with it. It's the one time it'll happen.
Yeah.
We're good. And it goes from, I guess, simply a substitution foul to now an illegal participation type of foul where this guy's actually helping stop a play.
Do you think the NCAA was listening to the show and thought better of, I mean, honestly, is what we said yesterday should happen.
You think our idea was so unique that they took it
from
us?
Yeah, I don't think anybody else thought of it.
Okay.
No. Yeah. I didn't hear any other shows talking about it.
Well,
I didn't hear any other shows, but
yeah, it's the same. So,
well, the show before you, did you hear them say anything?
I did not. I heard them talking about what's the best dog food.
That's a legitimate question.
Well, depends.
What their producer, how he should date when he doesn't have any money.
There's an artisan.
Those are legitimate questions.
Yeah, and dog food is now a very artisan industry. So there are multiple. They're like fancy dog food.
No, there's fancy dog food. Yeah, like it's like it looks like. I mean, you get kicked out of somebody's house if they talk about your dog food in the fridge. Right?
What?
This seems specific. I don't know. Is
you
that a commercial?
Seen that one?
Oh, is that a commercial?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Yeah, the dog food's in the fridge, and the girl goes, dog food in the fridge? Well, it's not dog food, really. It's for, you know, it's like people food. Yeah, but in the
it's
fridge.
Food
and
for...
then she's outside.
Oh, they throw her out.
It's okay for her to ask
dog
food.
We don't want her around anyway.
It's okay. Not dog food.
By the way, she was a white girl.
Food for...
Oh! Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Gary
wait.
Said... Well,
I didn't
lost...
notice. I just wanted everybody to know.
No, but you just lost ruined. All
there
of what Gary complimented you
there
for.
There goes all the goodwill you had.
What are you doing?
I don't know why.
You were winning the day.
I was winning the game, and now I'm losing.
As far as, you know, Gary questioning your racial sensitivity, you were winning today.
I was winning.
And who was the girl who threw her out?
I just hate winning. I hate
Did you see the race of the girl who threw her out?
No, it wasn't a girl. It was a guy that threw her out.
And did you see the race of him?
Yeah, he was a white guy. I was offended by the commercial.
Yeah.
Two white people.
Yeah.
No.
With dog food in a...
I'll get you two guys the same way.
In a refrigerator.
I'm offended by the show. Two white guys in there.
Two white guys talking dog food.
Yeah.
Two men and Adele.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
What is that, Mito? It's probably Mito.
Yeah, it's likely.
Hey, Mito. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Oh, that's not Mito.
That's not. It's Nico. What's up, Nico?
Oh, it's Nico that we met that day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the hat. Yeah, he gave you the hat.
Sir, oh, he gave me the hat.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Nico, I love your hat. Bring more up.
Hey, I got a question for y'all. They talked about this before y'all's show. They were saying, talking about Peanuts and Snoopy, they had the question, who is more well-known, Snoopy or Snoop Dogg? They were saying Snoop Dogg just because of the Olympics, rapping, Martha Stewart. But I think it's got to be Snoopy, right?
Man, that's actually a really good question.
Snoopy's been around longer.
And well, the question is,
do all the kids still know Snoopy?
And the answer is, I think they do.
They have probably watched the Christmas specials at some point.
And every adult knows Snoopy.
Yeah.
Because probably the answer actually is Snoopy. On more commercials? Snoop Dogg. But who do more people know? It actually is probably Snoopy.
Would Mottie know Snoop Dogg?
Yes.
Yeah. I went to a Snoop Dogg concert, got stoned to the bejesus, and I didn't even smoke.
When did you go to a Snoop Dogg?
He's told the story before, I think.
He has?
Yeah, I think he's secondhand. Yeah, he's
secondhand.
Yeah, he's told it.
Who did you go with?
Justin.
Every concert's with Justin.
He had front row in the balcony at, what's it called?
House of Blues?
House of Blues. And, man, all the smoke was just rising.
There's no way you know who the opener was.
I don't know that there was an opener.
It had to have been.
I don't know.
It's not just
We went in that bar at House of Blues, and it came out, and Snoop was coming on.
What was your favorite song that he did?
I don't know one. Okay. Don't know one.
I thought you were gonna do like me with WNBA matchups and try to figure them out. I was giving you a chance.
Oh yeah.
How about Sabrina Ionescu?
Rolling Fat is my best.
Rolling Fat, yeah.
Rolling Fat,
yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. Rolling Fat.
Rolling Fat.
Yeah.
Rolling Fat.
Oh, Rolling Fat.
Rolling Fat.
Yeah. That's I'll never forget when.
Yeah.
Snoop came out with Rollin' Fat.
Rollin' Fat's like what John was saying to girls in Wisconsin.
No, yeah. Roll 'em.
No, like, I know,
roll
but
them.
The initial.
Oh, well, you know what? It was a double entendre, though. That's why.
Roll them or roll them.
Roll 'em.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Understood.
Yeah.
Rollin' Fat is.
Yeah.
Was I like right em. After I like murder was the case. It was murder was the case, and then Rollin' Fat.
Right.
And then, you know, he got out of his. He got out of
and
that.
Don't know any.
Now he's lovable Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Snoop will sell you anything. Yeah. Snoop will sell you.
Did he get off him? He said he's quit. He quit.
He said that to
and
promote
now he's
something.
Gummies. No, he said he got a gummy. Right.
I remember that was a thing that Snoop is quitting weed, and then it was just for him. To
his
promote
edibles.
Something.
Yeah, he's got an edible company.
He's
so
not smoking anymore? Is it?
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that for one second.
No,
it's for an edible company, but Snoop will. He's got a phone company for you.
Yeah.
He and Martha Stewart, I don't even know what they sell. I don't even know what it is that they do.
No one knows.
I think I've seen him on maybe a Gap commercial. He did the Olympics. Like, Snoop literally is on two. I cannot believe I live in a world where Ice-T sells Ice-T at Cane's, and Snoop is with Martha Stewart. Like, this is when Peel Their Caps Back came back from an Ice-T. I never thought he would go from Peel Their Caps Back and the original gangster soundtrack to, hey, guys, drink the iced tea at Cane's. For me, iced tea. Huh. I didn't anticipate Sprite being a thing for Ice Cube and doing a kids like he'd be the dad and they're all driving across country and madcap hilarity ensues and problems with it was basically like Vacation but with Ice Cube.
Ice Cube, Snoop, just
lovable. No big deal. But Dre would never. He sells beats and that's it.
That's cool too.
Tupac would not. If Tupac had lived, would Tupac have been selling Fairlife milk like on this? Would Tupac
no.
have been? Is there any chance
he's not going to sell Fairlife milk?
Would Tupac have been selling, you know, one of those copper bracelets for his elbow for elbow?
Was an iced tea on SUV forever?
Oh
yeah,
SVU.
SVU. Yeah.
Oh yeah, John Mulaney's got a hilarious. SVU, yeah. John Mulaney has a hilarious bit on that stand-up comedian where Ice-T has been working in this unit for like 24 years or whatever, and every single time, do you mean to tell me that this guy had a thing for girls in pigtails? Yes, Ice. That's exactly what I'm telling you. You work in the SVU unit. You know that this is a thing we deal with.
Oh, I love that. 24 years and he's still surprised.
Yeah, I can't believe. Wait a minute. Do you mean to tell me that this guy, this perv?
All right, we got to talk. We got Robert.
Likes girls
Robert,
with
we got
knee socks.
On the other side. We got Gil wants to get in here.
Gil's in South Korea. He's calling us from South Korea.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be a charge.
South Korea.
Wait, we got to get Gil in before we take a break then. I mean, he's calling for. This is the longest call we've ever had.
It may be a WhatsApp call. You never know.
Hey, what's up, Gil?
Hey, what's going on, John, Lance, Dell?
This is the other Gilbert.
Yeah, Gil. The other Gilbert. Yeah.
That's Gilbert. Our boy Gil, yeah.
Yeah, but he likes to refer to himself as Gil.
Well, it's better than, anyway, Gilbert. He doesn't want that.
No, we would have never gone to him.
Yeah, we would have made him wait, yeah.
What's up, Gil?
Oh, not much, man. Just listening to you guys from South Korea.
What time is it there?
9:47 p.m.
9:47 p.m.
Ooh.
Wow, yeah. 14 hours difference. You're a long way away.
Long way away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Just had a few beers at dinner. Ready to go to bed, probably.
Are you disgusted with the show so far?
Yeah, it's gone off the rails already. So I might as well call in for.
Well, it's a holiday
it's a holiday show.
Well, it's
holiday.
John's Friday. It's kind of like John's.
This is
Friday.
My Friday because
it's his
I'm not. Yeah. We got some. I've got a big, big, important event tomorrow. Golf.
Golf. That is important.
Yeah, very important.
No, I told Lance I'd call in from when I saw him at saw your guys' party. So.
How's
well, you sound tired. You don't
you do
have
sound
to
tired.
Call
You've
in
been
right
drinking
now.
Too much. No,
man, it's a small little town. Nobody really speaks English. It's really tough to order food or really get around. So
just point
southwest of Busan.
Yeah, I've been there. That is tough over
there.
Can't get service there.
I've been to Opuntong and or whatever he said.
What did you call it?
What did you say? Where
he
are
said,
you, Gilbert?
He said just Busan? South of Busan. What did you say?
No, he called. What's the name of the town?
Ok-po-dung.
Yeah, that's what I said. Ok-po-dung. And I was there, and it's like, you can't even.
Do you speak the language?
I do not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And you don't either.
Google Translate is my friend.
They're like, look at the big white guy.
He's not. Well, is he white?
No.
Gilbert?
That close enough.
Yeah, he's not white.
Fuentes?
Oh, no.
What are you talking about?
Who do you think we're talking
to? A white guy?
Who are you? Who do you think you're talking to exactly?
You arm wrestled his
you
brother.
You arm wrestled my brother.
Did his brother look white?
Did his brother look white, bro?
Oh, I was thinking of the other Gilbert. The guy who always says, I'm the other Gilbert.
This is the other Gilbert. You arm wrestled
you
his brother.
You think that guy's white?
No.
Bro, what is wrong? You think Yao Ming is white. You told us that before. Yao Ming is white.
Yeah.
Yao Ming's not a white guy. No one would say, look at that big white guy. If people won't say, look at this white guy, then you're not white. Gary wouldn't say that because he doesn't see race. But
well,
obviously,
I don't see race either. You're just maybe you're just a light guy,
you know,
or you're
John
a dark guy. That's all.
You only see color.
You should
start describing people. Oh, the dark guy over there. You should start doing that.
Oh, that'll go great.
Wait a minute. No. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I always thought it was just
well,
a little,
who,
just
who
a white
did
guy?
You think you were? I don't even know where to go with this. And and Gilbert tried to like, yeah, close enough.
Yeah,
I just
whatever,
don't want to.
Sure.
I just don't want to.
I don't
want to
engage.
Today.
So
you arm wrestled his
are
brother.
You, when you put down on, are you Caucasian? Are you?
Well, actually, when it comes to that, this is the weird thing: is he has
Mexican?
He has to put white, and
Hispanic?
then when you do the ethnicity, you
it's
say
Hispanic.
Latino.
Yeah. Latino. Yeah. So
you have to click white and Latino, which is
if he clicks white first, guess what?
Our system is fundamentally broken, where you have to do white and then because in no world would Gil run around saying, "Yeah, you know, look at me, I'm just another white
guy."
Apparently,
the government's just like me. He's a white guy,
yeah,
and he just happens to be Hispanic.
Honestly, this actually does prove that John doesn't really know or see race. He's just like, I just thought he was just some white guy.
I'm glad I'm able to help with that.
Yeah.
You're welcome, John.
Thanks. Okay. So thanks for calling
thanks
in.
For
all right, guys.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks
yeah,
for bringing the energy this morning.
Hopefully I'm the longest.
Bye, Gilbert.
Thanks for bringing the energy.
Yeah, appreciate you. Enjoy South Korea. Hopefully you get to eat and drink and communicate to people. Yeah.
Doesn't sound like he's got a lot of things.
It sounds like he had a long day.
Yeah, it's almost 10 o'clock there. Yeah, he's tired.
Probably depressed. I mean, it doesn't sound like he has anyone to talk to.
I wanted to know.
No, they're not going to have Coors Lights.
Coors
Lights. Oh, Poudong.
Time to talk Underdog.
Good. Time to talk. You know what he does have there is Underdog. Because if you have the internet, you've got the Underdog Fantasy app. And that's what we're talking about here. Get that app. This is so easy. And I'm going to give you an example of how much more fun your world, your life is about to be. Go to UnderdogFantasy.com or just go to your app store on your phone. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit. Underdog is going to give you a free pick to use on your first cash pick'em entry, plus up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make that deposit. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance, to claim your new customer special of a free pick and your deposit offer. This gives you a chance on the cash pick'em for you to take a look at all these different statistics in every sport, really, and just say, no, I think that's going to be higher. I think it's going to be lower, higher, lower, higher, lower. You pick anywhere between 2 and 8 typically. On some of them, if you use their boosters, the profit boosters, you pick 3. But you got a chance to win real money and a lot of money. If you know what you're doing with being able to pick higher or lower on these statistics, you can win up to 1,000 times your original play. You must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to ncpgambling.org.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
We've got breaking news, Del.
What? Wait a minute. We got breaking news.
It came out yesterday.
Well, it's not breaking, then.
It came out 2 days ago.
Well, then that's not called breaking.
But it's breaking on this show.
Okay.
And it was an article in Sportsman.
Okay, what was it?
A growing Houston restaurant group is ready to unveil its latest creation. Located in former commercial trucking station of the Sawyer Yards campus, 1501 Silver Street, the new restaurant is an evolution of Maven Coffee and Cocktails, the beverage-focused concept created by Lance McCullers and his business partners. It's going to be called Maven at Sawyer Yards. So this is a growing Houston restaurant group. Okay, currently, Maven operates coffee shops and cocktail bars. But the new Sawyer, it says, at Minute Maid Park, Toyota Center, and Thompson Hotel, already 3 spots. But the new Sawyer Large Yards location is an all-day restaurant that opens at 7 a.m. for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The opening of Maven at Sawyer Yards, the brand's fourth outpost in less than 16 months, is a testament to the demand for quality-driven, handcrafted food and beverage experiences. President of Rex Hospitality Group said, "We envision our Sawyer Yards location as a neighborhood destination that lends itself to both daytime and nighttime experiences." So what I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to see if I can get a quote from Lance in here, but Lance McCullers may not be doing, he did say, "We're looking forward to Silver Street being an expanded Maven. Very welcoming, approachable food. A place where people don't really know why, but they feel like that's their spot." That's so kind of a weird sentence. But I don't know why, but this is my spot.
I really like this.
Well, I want to be able to put my finger on it. But so Lance McCullers may have a lot of arm issues, but this guy's starting to crank it up in the world of coffee, cocktails, and now food.
Mm-hmm.
He started off with coffee. That was the entree. Then he switched to cocktails. And now he's saying, okay, food. I've already thrown 27 straight curveballs. That's already checked off my 27 curveballs in a World Series. Check. Pitching a game seven in a World Series. Check. 3 hit by pitches, but whatever. I can dunk. Has dunked a basketball. Check.
Opened up
multiple hair types that all work for him. Check. His hair game is sweet.
His hair game is strong.
He has a strong charity for dogs, for rescue. So he's got his charity game up. He does all kinds of socially. You'll see he and his wife out. Good looking couple. So the social scene of Houston, check.
They do Christian nights at the ballpark too.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, also had an MMA podcast with Carlos Correa.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been a podcast guy. Like, he's done so much more than you. You're in a Hall of Fame. Is he going to get into the Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah.
Because now he's doing coffee, cocktails, and food.
The Hall of Fame of what?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Probably not baseball,
coffee,
but
the coffee slash restaurant
should
maybe
we,
Hall of Fame.
Should we start a Houston Hall of Fame on this show? I mean, the Radio Hall of Fame was just started by some Texas Radio Hall of Fame. Why can't we start a Houston Hall of Fame here?
I don't see any Hall of Fame. You know how
would you put
Patty
Rich Lord
Smith
in it?
Did that?
They do the Texas Sports.
The Sports Hall of Fame?
Maybe he gets in there.
It's the Houston Sports.
Yeah, the Houston Sport. Maybe he gets in there.
He's not getting in there.
Okay.
You think you have to pitch more than that? Now, if there's a coffee slash restaurant Hall of Fame, he might get into that.
He's still got a little ways to go, probably.
Yeah.
If we did a Houston Hall of Fame, Tillman's in. Tillman Fertitta's in.
Yeah.
Mattress Mack is in.
Is in.
I'm putting Bun B in, although some would argue, he's from Port Arthur. We're putting him in this one.
Well, he spent most of his time here.
I'm going to put...
Mack's not from here, but he made his name here.
Well, where is he even from?
Tillman's not from here.
He's from Galveston.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are Hall of Famers. I would think...
Cynthia Kuiper? No.
Bob McNair is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he brought
football back here.
I would make Dave Ward a Hall of Famer.
Dave Ward's a Hall of Famer.
Gilbert?
Gilbert is a Hall of Famer.
Gilbert's a Hall of Famer. Yeah. I would say Charlie Polillo.
Charlie Polillo is, he should be. Is Charlie Polillo in the Texas Radio Hall of Fame? I don't know that.
I actually don't have any idea.
I don't know that.
You know what? No, Charlie can't be in a Hall of Fame because this isn't Radio Hall of Fame. He just doesn't do, he only does radio, but does he do coffee?
Yeah,
or cocktails?
Sheila Jackson Lee is in the Hall of Fame.
Is she okay?
Yeah.
She's in the Hall. James Harden is in the Hall of Fame.
You're not in the Hall of Fame I want to be in.
Well, he's in the Hall of Fame.
The strip club Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Well, that kind of puts him
in. He's got his jersey hanging, doesn't he?
A lot of turkey leg hut stuff.
Yeah.
He hadn't been here as long as you think, so it'd be hard. Akeem Olajuwon we'll put him in our Hall of Fame. Yeah. Yeah. Bum Phillips.
Bum Phillips is
going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. And
what about the hand doctor?
Huh?
What about that hand doctor? Daddy's baby girl. What about that guy?
No, I don't think he's in the Hall
of Fame. He's not in there.
Bags is in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Bags would be in the Houston Hall of Fame. Yeah, you'd have to. Mm-hmm.
Jim Crane needs to be in the Hall of Fame.
He's still got a ways to go. I mean, okay, four World Series appearances and two wins. That's great. But let's see what you do with contracts this offseason.
Wait on that?
Yeah.
We can't put them in already?
No. We're going to have to wait on that. I don't know. It's kind of a wide open thing. Like, probably DeBakey.
Well,
that guy DeBakey is probably in, right, with the heart thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he's alive
Cullens,
anymore.
They're in the Hall of Fame, the Houston Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever.
The Cullen.
Somebody from Rice is in. We'll put Berkman in. That's fine.
Berkman goes in.
They got to have somebody, either him or Jose Cruz Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Or Wayne Graham, maybe. We'll put Wayne in. But Wayne, yeah.
Calvin Sampson's getting close to the Hall of Fame. Got the best. Relatively speaking.
We're doing a lot of sports. But
yes. Relatively speaking, though.
Are you putting Beyonce in the Houston Hall of Fame? She's been out of here for a long time.
No,
I don't know.
Though.
She's out.
No. So, relatively speaking, does Calvin Sampson have the best team in this city? Relative to his sport?
Well, you're going, yes, if you use, I don't know about this year, but if you use over the past several, I would say it's at Astros first, and then Kelvin.
Right now,
I mean, I don't know how I could put him ahead of the Texans.
The Texans are a top five team. The Cougs are a top two team.
I don't know if they are or not. We have to see. They
well, the AP's got them fourth.
Okay.
But KenPom has them first in the country. And KenPom I trust more than the AP.
I just don't know. I haven't seen them play at all this year.
Yeah.
So
well,
I don't know
they
what
picked up
with.
That the guy who can allegedly shoot and make baskets.
I don't know. Remember, we looked at him and shooting was a problem?
Oh, no, that's right.
Remember they said his weakness was shooting, but he was a good defender.
Oh, gosh, that's
We assumed he could shoot
because
he was a five-star.
Never mind.
We read a scouting report that said, shooting from distance can be a real problem, but he defends hard and is a two-way player. Like, oh, this is Kelvin. You thought Kelvin was going to go get a shooter who didn't defend? Get out of here.
Well,
shooters who defend are going to, like, Duke.
No, they come here. We need them here.
Not shooters.
Yeah. Oh, we had Grimes. He could shoot.
Shooters don't go here.
Went to the NBA shooting.
We have shooters here?
Yeah, we had one. Oh, stop. Remember?
Stop it.
Quentin Grimes, he could shoot. Stop already that well, he don't
shoot
no
far. Shoot. Well, was he a high to, volume?
He went to Kansas first. Because yeah, but he was came a here. Yeah, but initially he was like, I'm a shooter. I'm going to Kansas. There's no spot for me here. And then he came back.
Then he came back. All right, there's a spot for Craig to surf here.
Yeah, there are. I'm looking right now before I get to Craig. And it was from Quentin Grimes.
The
oh, you know what? He did shoot 30. He did shoot from three. He did 1 year shoot 40%. That's I mean, the other ones were 34 and 32. Yeah. But he did have a 40% year.
Which one, which was his 40% year?
His last year.
His last year? Okay.
Craig DeSurf never, I'll just tell you now, I've never seen Craig DeSurf play basketball, but I can almost guarantee he can't shoot from three. Too bulky. Guy was a former bodybuilder who still is probably not afraid to get down on the ground and do some push-ups, maybe even some handstands. I've never seen that either, but I know that if you tell him, hey, this is what I want you to do, it will make me happy, he'll say, fine, I'll do it. If this will make you happy. But he understands you probably just want to have a great price for your vehicle. You want a Chevy Silverado pickup truck. He knows that 0% financing would mean more to you than some push-ups. The good people at Angleton treat you so well. It's such a family atmosphere over there that when you walk in, you have the advantage of knowing that you're not going to be hassled. You're not going to be hustled. There's no high-pressure sales tactics. It's just simply an opportunity for you to go get the very best offer you can with the best trade-in value for whatever you've got. And whether you want a lease or a purchase, they'll help you find what's right for you. And, you know, depending on what's the cost per month, what's the total value, what has the best trade-in value, what is the best, you know, short mileage lease that I can get to make it the most cost efficient. Whatever your particular needs are, they can help you find what you want. And if you don't want to buy that day, you're not going to get pressured at all. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to the website, GulfCoastChevyBuickGMC.com, or just head out to Angleton, about 42 minutes from downtown, and experience unbelievable sales satisfaction. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.